So, Frank Zaffrey, I got to ask you. So we're bringing on Josh Webb Thompson from the Marvel Report and from Athlon Sports here. When was it like, do you ever go to theaters and see like Marvel movies, like the Avengers comes out, like a new like Thor movie comes out? Do you go to the theaters and see those?
I don't go to the theaters to see anything, but I do check them out when they hit, you know, DirecTV.
And you told me you actually had a subscription to The Incredible Hulk back in the day.
I wasn't that into that stuff. And then I saw Wonder Woman.
Oh, I love her. That's a whole different universe, but man, she looks good.
Oh, it is.
That's DC as opposed to Marvel.
My bad. What about what's the actress? Oh my gosh, is she Swedish?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I love her.
Is she in your side? Is she in the side you're talking about?
She's in the Marvel side. Yeah. Okay. Let's bring on Josh now. Like Josh, are you painfully insulted by Frank Zaffrey not being positive whether Wonder Woman was Marvel or DC?
That was literally going to be my word. Like, that was painful to listen to.
Well, that really just typifies my entire radio personality. Oh, painful to listen to.
Hey, but at least he's putting forth the effort, you know? It's sort of like when somebody first gets into football and you have to explain every little thing. Like when, Alex, you'll get this with your child as he grows older, and you have to explain these little things, and you're like, man, this is a really painful game to watch.
Yeah.
But you know at the end of it that you're helping somebody learn.
Yeah, like I can remember like when I was very young and people used to try to explain football to me and how aggravating that must have been. So I get to pass that on to the next generation. And real quick, before we get into Captain Marvel and the Avengers and some other good stuff. So Josh, Frank Zaffrey is a gigantic Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan. Your prediction for Notre Dame Clemson, do his guys have a shot?
I think they have a better shot than maybe people want to give them credit for. I really do. I think that though Clemson and Alabama have been sort of listed by each other as 1 and 1A, listen, I think Alabama has won every single game by a minimum of 3 touchdowns.
Jeez.
There was a stat that I saw prior to the Georgia game.
Right.
But it was a stat that I had seen, and I was just blown away by that. You know, I mean, it's one thing to go undefeated. It's another thing to win by 21 points. I don't quite think Clemson is at that level of play. But similarly, look, Notre Dame should have beaten the brakes off of USC. I don't care that it's a rivalry game. It was one of the most pathetic USC teams I have ever covered. And I was there in person when Paul Johnson beat them in the Sun Bowl. Like, this was worse than that. And I think the Notre Dame's problem really come down to offense. Like, you know that that's an NFL defense. You know that they can give Trevor Lawrence problems. But I don't know if on the offensive side of the ball that I saw enough out of Ian Book to make me think that Notre Dame are going to get the win. But I do think it will be a much closer game than the Oklahoma-Alabama game, that's for sure.
I do agree with your analysis about Alabama probably being singularly number one, and then there's kind of the rest of the other teams, right? I mean, I don't agree with the 1-1A Alabama-Clemson this year.
Well, that's the way that people have been talking about them. Like, this sort of foregone conclusion that we're going to see Alabama Clemson chapter 4. With anytime I hear Clemson mentioned, it's like, yeah, I mean, they could definitely be the number one team in the country. They can beat Alabama. When you're saying that a team can beat this Alabama team, and maybe Clemson can just by sheer familiarity, but I don't think on paper, I agree with you, I don't think on paper that this Clemson team is quite where Alabama is at. It's just how I've seen people speak of them. Not that I agree with it, it's just what I've seen.
Josh, I got to admit, I was a little envious when I saw USC make the move and hire Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator, because you know, because you know, a lot of Miami Hurricanes fans have been hoping that Mark Richt would make a move for an offensive coordinator who can call plays. Not that it was ever really talked about, but once Cliff Kingsbury came available, a lot of my good friends on social media were really campaigning, for Miami to be blowing up his phone. I don't think that happened. He ends up at USC. What do you expect he brings there?
Well, first and foremost, I look at a guy like JT Daniels, and, this is something that, coincidentally enough, you mentioned we were talking with a big Notre Dame supporter. I actually talked with my buddy John Walters, who writes for The Athletic and is Notre Dame alum, and, it was interesting to look at where JT Daniels is at compared to the other five-star quarterbacks that have come out and played as true freshmen. When you look at a guy like Trevor Lawrence versus a guy like JT Daniels, and I realize the offensive line play for USC is kind of iffy, I don't really see it. I understand that in college or in high school, JT Daniels did what he did, and that probably earned him the five-star ranking. I just have question marks about that ranking, having seen him play, having seen him digest defenses, and having seen what really seems to be his strength is throwing up 50-50 balls to guys like Michael Pittman and Tyler Bond. First and foremost, I think the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury gives JT Daniels a purpose and a goal. You've got a guy who, by all rights, Patrick Mahomes loves him, and there's no doubting what Patrick Mahomes has done in the NFL. If Cliff Kingsbury can impart some of that knowledge into these USC quarterbacks and elevate their level of play, however long they have him for, and I don't expect it's going to be long, whether because Clay Helton doesn't achieve the objectives that are laid out for him or because Cliff Kingsbury will be a hot name that I mean, a lot of people thought he would end up as a head coach again. But, I mean, there were rumors that he would have NFL head coaching offers. Whatever the case, USC landed him, and I think you expect to see better from the USC offense. And I'll also, just as a side note, I will be really interested to see how this improves recruiting in Texas for the Trojans.
That's a great call as well, because he's already got a lot of contacts there, and that's not a bad recruiting base to pick up.
I got to just throw this out as an Indy alum and defending our piss poor performance out there in Los Angeles a couple Saturdays ago. We had traveled 8,500 miles in like 3 weeks.
Wow, bring out the excuse machine.
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying, and I think they get out there, and you know what I think happens? You got a bunch of young kids, and they're told that they're supposed to kick the crap out of this team. And I think you get out there, and you've got a team, that suited up to play. And I think sometimes,
rivalry
we forget.
Games are always interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never predict what's going to happen in a rivalry game. Like, I think back to all those years ago when WVU was on the cusp of playing in a national championship game under Rich Rodriguez, and then it was something like a 2-9 Pitt team.
Yeah.
In the backyard brawl.
I remember that.
Well, you don't have to remind Miami fans about that kind of scenario.
Oh, Miami, yeah. Florida State, I have nightmares about that. Even if it seems like, even if Miami definitely looks to have the better side on paper, that game is always a nightmare. Recently, we had a 7-year losing streak to Florida State. So, yeah, I'm way too familiar with the rivalry games.
They just seem to deliver when you don't think they will, and they fail to deliver when you think it's going to be a barn burner.
That's a great point, too.
Last year, USC had the great quarterback, and it's a blowout. And this year, we escaped with our lives.
But you know what, though? Those are the types of games that really do help the fabric of a team. They create championship teams. Like, I wonder, and we sort of saw Alabama respond to a little bit of adversity with Georgia, but I wonder how Alabama are going to respond when you have a team like Clemson, if they get that far, or Notre Dame, that can limit them defensively and also are able to put points on the board. So, I mean, we've seen Alabama respond a little, but I think this playoff is maybe a little bit more interesting than people suspect it will be. Although I truly am curious what Ian Book is going to show us, because I think of the four quarterbacks headed in there, Ian Book is probably the guy with the most question marks surrounding him. But at the same time, I don't want to take away from how much better Notre Dame looked when they made that transition, when they moved away from, was it Wimbush? I think it was.
Yeah,
yeah, it's the most unbelievable thing. You have this super athlete who just can't get his game right, and they bring in the kid who on paper looks like he should be playing in high school, and he gets the offense going. It's a very strange season.
It really is, but you know what, though? Here's the thing that I think Clemson are going to have to worry about with that Notre Dame team. You've got like three or four receivers on that team that are like 6'4 plus.
Right.
That in college football, especially with the rules regarding what DBs can and can't do and the amount of flags you see thrown on DBs for physical play, I think that's an area of the game where I'm not saying you throw up 50-50 balls, but if you get some one-on-one coverage that's favorable or you get a safety to bite going the other way, you got to trust your receivers if you're Notre Dame. They're playing at Notre Dame for a reason. They got a scholarship to Notre Dame for a reason, and these are big sons of bitch. I mean, they're huge. They are just – I mean, they're NFL-ready receivers in terms of their size and capabilities. So – I do think that is going to be something that should give Clemson fits, and maybe, depending on who wins that game, that's something that you could look at as a possible hang-up for Alabama, because I expect they'll beat Oklahoma in the national title game.
So you, of course, not only cover college football for Athlon Sports, you cover Marvel for the Marvel Report. I can imagine, Josh, that when a new trailer comes out like we had with Captain Marvel a couple days ago, that's like Christmas morning for you. What did you make of that, and how do you expect Captain Marvel to tie into that universe?
Well, I'm really excited for Captain Marvel for a number of reasons. I'm a huge Carol Danvers fan. I've got her tattooed on my body. She really is. I mean, people love Cap on the big screen. They love the way... Carol Danvers is every bit of that leader, that tactician, and it's all wrapped up in this little body of Brie Larson, but Marvel is going to turn her into, I do think that honestly, her and Chadwick Boseman are going to be the leaders of the Avengers going forward. They're going to be the face of this franchise as they shift away from the Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr. era. Brie Larson is going to be, I don't want to say that dude, but that chick. She is going to be that girl. She is going to be the opening of the Marvel Universe for all these little girls that have been going. They've fallen in love with characters like Okoye and Scarlet Witch and Black Widow and so on and so forth. Now they're going to have a bona fide leader in Carol Danvers. And I've been waiting to see, because we saw hints of the storyline, but we never got to see what Carol Danvers looks like when she's kicking ass on TV. And we got to see that on Monday night. We got to see her transform, go Super Saiyan, you know, just one big ball of fire. And you see that and recognize that is Thanos' reckoning, and it is coming. And my God, I can't wait, Alex. I cannot wait for that movie. Like,
oh,
I
man.
Need it.
That couldn't have been a better rundown. Unfortunately, this always happens. We run out of time way too quick. I'm going to have you on again to talk about all this stuff. Josh Webb Thompson.
And Avengers.
Yes. Follow him on Twitter at Fight on Twist. Check out his work in the Marvel Report and Athlon Sports. Thank you so much, my friend. That was fantastic.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you soon, man.